Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This week is portending itself. A little more from Elvis's musical, his 413 hits, musical expertise, and the movie stuff too. Let's maybe tap into one of those at some point during the hour. This is a Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner, hoping that you're thinking about the blessings that you have in your life. And the blessings are multiplied, I think, Jay, by understanding where we are as far as our age is concerned. So think about how old you are and how many blessings you've had. In other words, the good in your life over these years, has it been better than the bad? Because we're all going to experience good and bad.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are those who think life is worth living until it isn't. I guess that's probably a good way of looking at it. So how old do you think you'll live to be? How many years do you have left? What do you want to experience? Well, what do you want to have? What do you want to do before you die? I'm not sure. This is not morbid. This is about getting the most out of life. And if you haven't or aren't experiencing the very best that you think or you even dream about, why not? Why? What are you waiting for? There's no better time than the present, right?
The always, like, so, well, there's always the future. There's always tomorrow. No, there's not. Yeah. There's not always X, Y, Z. Do it now.
Yeah. Why not? Do it. Do it. Do it. Do it. And do it, if you please. All right, a couple of troubling things here that I want to address. There's a story from a town in Illinois, Harvey, Illinois, where people were living in an apartment that was condemned, apartment building. And there's some shocking video, Jay, that's circulating, most of it's on social media, showing some of the people living in this apartment building being boarded in. The building was condemned. They were told they were supposed to move out. They didn't move out. And so nobody seems to know how this happened, at least to this point. Some of the units in the building unoccupied. But, for example, there in one of the units was a mother and her two children. The
73-year-old.
Yeah. So the company that was supposed to tear the building down boarded up all the windows knowing there were people in there. And then some people in the community ripped the boards down.
The contractors who were putting the boards up, once they realized that they were being filmed and people were going up to the boarded up units and you could hear people inside, they started taking them down. So then they were boarding up ones and they left the ones boarded that they knew nobody was in, and they removed the boarding from any units that had the tenants in it. There was a lot of finger pointing where the business owners were like, the building owners were like, this didn't even happen, and then changing it to, well, it wasn't our fault. And
And you go through the building, and if there are people in there before you're going to tear it down, you make sure they're out. Mm-hmm. You know, just this guy who owns these buildings, is there's got to be a Jerkelberger factor in here someplace. Mm-hmm. Although, you know, sometimes we all know there are people who will refuse under any circumstances to move from their home for any number of reasons.
Well, and sometimes people don't have anywhere to go. This building was deemed uninhabitable by, quote-unquote, a professional. It was certified that this place was uninhabitable. There was an issue with, like, a front stairwell or a staircase or something. But what happens in situations like this where you are paying your rent, you are keeping up with everything? It's not like you're being evicted because of lapse of payment, but something happens where it's deemed uninhabitable, and then it's like, well, there's no follow-up from the landlords, there's no compensation, you don't get your money back, you're just kind of told, we'll go somewhere else. So what if that people can't afford to just go somewhere else? And in the sense of the people, the tenants who stayed there, they probably had nowhere else to go. It wasn't just a being difficult for the sake of being difficult, or this is my home.
Sometimes it is.
Some people didn't.
Sometimes it's not. Yeah, there are different circumstances with each of the experiences here. The building should not have been, well, from what I can gather here, collapsed stairwell, things like that. My guess, however, is that somebody bought this building to tear it down to rebuild something new. This is what happens in a lot of these circumstances where a new landlord comes in and they want to tear the building down. They want to put up a new building. And, the residents say they have no other place to go. This is where, I suppose, community activism comes in. And this is where good government comes in. This is where people of conscience come in. You find some place else to put these people or figure out how to make the circumstances better. That's our, there's probably in this group, because I've seen this 100 times, if I've seen it once in cities small and large around the country, where people get evicted. Some people are squatters. Some people have never paid any rent. Some people have been there forever and they just don't want to move, or they're sick, or there are all kinds of reasons for this.
Yeah, sometimes.
But take each individual circumstance. Yeah, and address, deal with each individual circumstance, and not sort of a cookie cutter thing. But no matter what, that's not a good situation. Here's another one. Elderly couple found dead in their South Carolina home. The temperature in the home was over 120 degrees. Apparently, these people had had trouble with their furnace. They told police, family members, this is Spartanburg, South Carolina. The children hadn't heard from their parents for 3 days. Police officer goes into the house, finds Joan Littlejohn and Glenwood Fowler in their 80s, both dead in their bedroom. The paramedics try to get them, they've been dead for over a day, so. And their body temperature was 120 degrees. So you can't live. If you have a fever and your body temperature goes over 104, 105, you'll be done. It doesn't, your body doesn't work at that temperature.
Well, it's just so sad. They were having issues, so it was too cold. And a family member went over and helped, and they got the pilot light lit. But then, because it wasn't working, it started not working in the other direction, and it made it just too hot. And I just, the family and the friends that lost this elderly couple, the elderly couple that went through this traumatic death, but also that family member that went and helped, they're going to carry this with them for the rest of their life. And it's not something that was their fault.
No, it's not about fault so much. It's just one of those things. There are lots of different reasons you can point fingers here and there. But the impracticality of sometimes these things, what's troubling here is that some people, and these people are in their early mid-80s, 82 and 84, I think, if they're not sophisticated enough or conscious enough or aware enough to take care of themselves like this, understanding how things work, the furnace, how's it work? You may not know, but if it's not working, you get somebody who knows what they're doing to come look at it. You don't fiddle with it if you don't know what you're doing. And there's a certain amount of common sense that's lacking in all ages of Americans, and this was a needless. This was this is asinine.
Well, some people don't.
The fact that
you
should be dead
because they can't.
Why don't they?
Because they can't afford it.
Well, you know what? That's wrong thinking. If you can't afford it, you get somebody who you can call somebody and have them come, and then they fix it. And you say to them, "I'm sorry, I can't pay you today, but I'll pay you $10 a week or something." You know, there's always a way to make a deal.
It would be nice if people conducted their business that way, but they don't.
Mm-hmm. I think some do. Some do, some don't. You're right, some don't. You're right about that. Some don't. But I think I give more credence to some people who are a little more generous or a little more open or a little more giving. I don't think the whole world is cold and frightful. But in this circumstance, again, what you do is nothing you can do at this point.
Yeah. There was one story, I can't remember if we talked about it last week, or maybe you guys talked about it this week, but it was a plumber went over to an elderly customer's home to do some fixing on something and learned that this person was in end-of-life stage 4 cancer and didn't charge them anything, and then also told the company that, hey, anytime they need something, we go out, we fix it, and you do not charge them at all. Like, anything here moving forward, we're not charging them.
Yeah. I don't remember talking about that, but that's what I'm telling you. There are those people who will do that, and
but, yeah, that's so just a good human being. That's not, unfortunately, that's not people's business models.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Not always, but they aren't all Simon Legree, frankly. 93% of the guns found at airports by the TSA are loaded. This goes hand in hand with another report that came from the TSA about last year and how many people were trying to get away with carrying guns and knives on the into the airport, onto planes. I think I told you the story when I went in through one of my many passages over the last few weeks. There's a sign out front, no guns allowed. So I said to the TSA agent, come on, does anybody still think that guns are allowed on planes? And the guy said, last week somebody tried to get through here with 12 knives in the suitcase. So, yeah, I guess. A total of 6,737 guns were discovered at TSA checkpoints last year. Good God. All right, we got 18 after the hour here on Good Day.
Your brain is an amazing thing, but as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, Prevagen has been shown to improve memory. A Pharmacy Times national survey of pharmacists rated Prevagen the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand for the fifth year in a row. You can find it in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere without a prescription. Help your memory. Try Prevagen today. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Every day, our brave military men and women, along with their families, make tremendous sacrifices for our freedom. Patriotic Hearts, a nonprofit organization, is dedicated to supporting these heroes and their families in their times of need. By donating your unwanted car to Patriotic Hearts, you'll be supporting job transition and job fair programs, veteran entrepreneurship, counseling, and retreats for combat veterans and their spouses. Call 800-804-7211. You'll receive a tax deduction, and we'll arrange a free pickup at your convenience. Imagine the difference you can make in the lives of those who have given so much for our country. Your car donation will directly impact military families, veterans, providing them with the support they desperately need. Call 800-804-7211. You can become a part of something bigger. Join us in our mission to uplift and honor our military community. Call 800-804-7211 to donate your unwanted car to Patriotic Hearts.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. we now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim the credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
Down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
After the hour, this is the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen here from the Good Day program, looking at some of the comments on social media focused on some of these issues and other issues that we ply, if you will, on the Good Day program, the Good News Network. Somebody commenting on what we were both talking about a few minutes ago with regard to why all the news, it used to be the New York Times said, all the news that's fit to print.
Right.
And now, I don't even know, do they say that on the...
I don't know if they do.
Is that printed on the cover of the... Because they don't. They don't do that.
All these newspapers like to have their sayings, you know, but none of them could live up to it.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
The Washington Post, democracy dies when the lights are out or something like that.
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
I remember as a kid growing up on Long Island Newsday said, where there is no vision, the people perish. I was trying to figure that out at 8 years old. But And Rolling Stone did a play on the Times. They did all the news that's fit. That didn't say to print, but...
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
I was looking at some input from a lady who listens to this program. Her name is Dravon James, and she is happy because we talk about things that help to bring us to inner peace. And I look at the list. She's talking about the Good Day program in general, but I was thinking, I think I said this to you either on the air or off the air. Sometimes I don't remember whether we have our conversations, because we kind of go on, our conversations keep continuing, whether we're on the air or off the air. And so I think I did say on the air how disheveling the things are that are in the story list, and how upsetting if you spent time thinking about nothing other than this stuff, you'd go bananas. There's only one thing in here. There's a couple of amusing stories, but the one thing about the at number 8 on the story list, Bitcoin having an exchange trade fund. You know what that's going to do to the value? I don't know if you ever bought any Bitcoin, but the Bitcoin has not been talked much about. And now, all of a sudden, it's back in the spotlight because the government said, okay, you can have exchange trade funds. And already the value of Bitcoin and the markets themselves this week, it did quite well. Some of it on the back of that news and some of it on the back of our news here. The Chinese economy is not good, so people like that, et cetera, et cetera. And so, you know, you wonder, is this the best we can do for good news this week?
Well, I don't know. I don't know how many people listening to this program have investments in Bitcoin and as a result celebrating the good news. But I do know that the markets in general, whether it's a stock market or Bitcoin or any of these things, even real estate to a certain level, which is a solid investment compared to most, that most of it is just gambling at this point, based upon emotion, based upon the news, not based upon profits, not based upon investments, not based upon real analysis of the product's worth going forward. So, I don't know. I wouldn't run out and buy anything that's, you know, going up, 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 get it now before you miss out. Because, you know, what goes up comes down. And that's always the case. I mean, you know, I mean, there's long-term investments. But if you're playing it week to week and you're nervous, Nelly, you're going to lose your money.
Coming up in a few moments, we'll be discussing the Boeing Super Max 9, the 737 problems. That's number 8 also on the story list this week on The Countdown.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Attention small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. 1-800-309-ERC. Or visit Omega Tax.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Frigid conditions across the United States this Sunday in Kansas City, Missouri at the playoff game. Patrick Mahomes' helmet shatters in the freeze during the game. His backup helmet also frozen. The weather was way too much for the Miami Dolphins, Kansas City winning the game 26-7. Now, despite all this unbelievably cold weather, Republican presidential hopefuls on the campaign trail in Iowa ahead of the caucuses tomorrow night. Sound from former President Trump, Nikki Haley, and Ron DeSantis.
It's going to be a little bit of a trek. Nobody knows how exactly we're going to get there, but we're going to figure it out.
This is an unbelievable amount of snow, but we are going to continue to try and touch as many people as we can.
I was shocked at how many people were willing to come, given how much snow's on the ground, but I'm going to use every minute I can to be able to win votes.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. but you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Good day,
Karen.
It's gonna be a good day.
It has been a good day.
Hello, my name is Ron Stephen Fisher. You'll know what's going on if you listen to my grams on Good Day.
I'm just a devil with no spares. Viva Las Vegas! Viva Las Vegas! How I wish that there were more than the 24 hours.
Can you help me, please?
Can we help you? Yes, ma'am.
Well, then I'd like you to check my motor. It whistles.
I don't blame it.
We'll be very happy to check your motor.
I don't blame it for whistling. That's the one. The great lines model. From that movie.
Oh, beautiful line.
All right. Remembering Elvis in little snippets here and there with music and outtakes from some of the movies he was in. That certainly was one of the most popular. Viva Las Vegas! Hoo-ha! This is a Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen. Jay and I are here to help you, and we're sponsored in part by Progressive Insurance. If you're looking for a career path with flexibility and great pay, great benefits, here's a reason to go to progressive.com, right? And when you go there, progressive.com/careers, and you can apply online today. They're looking for good help, just like many other good companies in our country. So maybe that's your interest in the insurance business. There you go. Help yourself. This is the Good Day program with, I guess this is the good news department. A woman's Ring camera captured a fabulous interaction, Jay, between her and a stranger who had stopped by on the fly to return a lost purse. The woman's name is Georgia Garelli. She was crying her eyes out over having lost the bag. And, you know, what was going on in her mind, imagining the amount of paperwork and security checks that she'd have to do to replace the bank cards and the driver's license and other documents.
And then all of
that
the businesses that you do, like auto pay or have your credit card information for a certain reason, and then you have to go and cancel those.
That's why I don't do any of that stuff. Send them a check. Anyway, she wasn't able to open the door and thanked this fellow face-to-face. She ended up having a short chat with him through the doorbell camera.
Yeah, I think she wasn't home, was she? Yeah.
No, she was in a friend's house.
Yeah, that's right.
So, anyway, this is kind of a neat little story about a good Samaritan. She tried to thank him and was trying to figure out what to do to reward him. She asked him for a phone number and details about his own life, encouraging him to take some money out of the purse. But he didn't want to do that. He said, nah, just pay it forward. He's a firefighter, and by nature he doesn't need any reward for being good or for committing a good deed. Mm. Do something nice for the next person, he said. So, there you go. Do something nice for everybody. Do something nice. All right, this is from the... Now, that was good news. This is the scary news department. A masked gunman stormed a television station down in Ecuador last night during a live broadcast, taking the hosts of the TV program hostage and calling for the Ecuadorian president to end his crackdown on organized crime. So, the guys from the organized crime department go into this television station. It happened to be a state-owned, like PBS down there. The chaos, because the country has been in a state of emergency all week long, because the president said there's no more room for the mob. Organized crime has to go. So people, you know, it's a way of life there.
Mm-hmm.
Say again, I didn't hear that.
And they said, hold my beer.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Anyway, this guy was first elected last fall, promised the public he'd make security and economic issues the priority of his presidency. And there was a prison escape by the leader of the biggest gang in Ecuador. And so, and now he's been convicted on all kinds of charges. He's been in jail since 2011. 3,000 police officers were mobilized to try to get him, and 29 buildings have been attacked. A lot of people have been killed because these people have gone on a rampage. I wouldn't be surprised if some of the police were in on this, frankly. Not many. It doesn't take many. There's some of the guards at the prison, whoever. But imagine one person having this much impact on crime in a country. We all know, El Chapo and that bunch, and used to be the Casa Nostra and the mobsters and, that sort of thing that went on here in some sectors of the country, but not the whole country. This guy has the whole country by the short hairs. And it's affecting all life, business life, university life, and hostages at universities been part of the activity this week. Good God.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine. There's a curfew down. This is the country, by the way, that's next to Peru, where so many people go. I remember going to Peru and thinking, I'd like to go over to Ecuador, too, and just spend a day or two looking and seeing what it's like over there. I never did take the chance. I mean, I didn't have the chance time-wise. The people in Peru are nervous about this because they don't want it to spill over into their country. Imagine if Canada or Mexico had this sort of thing going on. I thought that to myself, and then I thought, well, kind of in Mexico they do have that going on, and it is spilling over into our country. What do you think? All the crime and the stories of what's going on because of the coyotes and the people that are being brought across the border, people that are coming across the border. A lot of tension, man. A lot of tension there. Speaking of that, tensions. I take a deep breath when I go into these thoughts. The hardliners in the Republican Party, I get that, you know, they get elected sort of in a legitimate way, but why do we fall for the messages? People say, we've got to bring America back. Back to what and from where? I get that a lot of us don't like what's going on in this country. I sure as heck don't. But you think these guys have the solution? They don't. They don't have solutions for anything except how to get themselves elected the next time around. So now there's about a dozen of these hardliners that have frozen the business of the House by tanking a procedural vote. They're protesting the bipartisan spending agreement that Mike Johnson, the new Speaker of the House, who's as conservative or hard line as you can imagine. So here we are. We have about a week to go before there's another shutdown, the deadline for fixing the problems. And these people, frankly, are part of the problem. I don't like, you know, I'm the real example, if you don't mind me making myself an example of a real, true conservative. Now, these people, what the word conservative means to save? What are they saving? They can say they're saving the country from ruin and wreck. Well, so if everything crashes, what does that do? It costs you more money. Every time there's a government shutdown, it costs $3 billion to come back to set things up again. So how is that being a good conservative? What are you saving? I get that the government is out of control. Absolutely out of control. And it's your fault. It's not their fault. It's your fault. Because you elect these jerks. You elect these people who have a mission, and it's usually it's not an omnivision. It's a centered vision on one or two issues. And they convince people that they're the savior, and they're not. And so what they do is make a mess of things. Anybody who's extreme, the liberals, who are wackos that to the other extent, this all goes back to you not voting for people that make sense. And that's because you don't vote on primary day. So I will start my year-long campaign, or at least from now till September, when the primaries are over, of doing the same thing that I always do. And I was a civics and political science major in school. And the thing that really galls me is that civics isn't really taught anymore. And you can come to your own conclusions as to why the government stopped funding these programs. I've decided that it was on purpose, because there are certainly elements in the federal government and a lot of the people that run these political parties who don't want you to know what's going on. They don't want you to participate in running the government. They want to run it themselves for their benefit. So you have this kind of stuff going on. And the waste, the fraud, the corruption, the abuse that comes of having people in government that don't care about anything but themselves. They spend all their time getting reelected. In the meantime, we have this nonsense like you saw with the so-called debate between Nikki Haley and Ron DeSantis. Then you have some of these other choices that don't get weeded out in the primary because not enough people vote in the primary. So oftentimes the people who are the craziest and make the most noise, their names are familiar. Okay, we'll vote for him. I've heard of him. You don't know what the issues are. You don't know who these people are, really. But that's how they get in. And so I know I'm on a little bit of a rant here, but it's troubling. I mean, that's the nicest thing I can say about watching what's going on. Seriously.
Yeah, troubling is the best word for it.
All right, so here's something that's good. There was a recorded drop in violent crime and murders last year in the United States. The stats are in today. This is, if you look back to the COVID era, the aftermath of George Floyd's murder, when violent crime rose across the country dramatically. Murders, for example, during late March, April, May, June in 2020 increased at the fastest rate since the national stats began being culled in 1960. Shootings, car thefts, all that stuff. Surge in violence. And some of the experts were worried that the U.S. might be entering another era of high crime, which was the case in the 1960s. I remember it well, being in high school and college after the Martin Luther King thing, after Kennedy. Violent crime soared in America. But if you look at the data over the past year, Jay, there's much more of an optimistic picture here. The number of murders in the U.S. Fell by 12%, which, you know, when you think about it, all these murders and stuff, but the only place they didn't go down was Chicago, which I think we all understand. Not we don't like it, but that's where it is. This is the biggest national decline year to year on record since 1960 when they started keeping these stats. Whether what happened in 2020, 2021 is like a blip, the murder rate is actually lower than it was during the 1970s. But again, went up radically in the 60s, down in the 70s, kind of went up a little in the 80s. Does it go up and down like a yo-yo? I don't know, I suppose so. But one of the things we at least can take heart in is the numbers are down. It's 48 after the hour now here on Good Day. Happy to welcome back into the fold Elizabeth Miller, who is the spokesperson for the folks at Calitrin, which is the most amazing, fascinating way to take care of your weight problems that exist today. So how does that figure in to working with Calitrin?
You know, Calitrin is great for any addition to any health plan that you've got going on, whether you're trying to work out, whether you are trying to diet, maybe you're doing the meal plan. Calitrin is a health supplement that works to rebuild lean muscle tissue. And it's safe, too, even if you're on medication.
So as we begin the year, what do we have for the month of January that helps to encourage people to participate?
It's $10 off every single bottle of Calitrin, and every bottle is a month supply. Plus, there's a free month on there, too. So you're basically buying 3 months, getting one free.
Elizabeth Miller from Top Loss from Calitrin. Find it on the web at toploss.com. Elizabeth, Happy New Year!
Happy New Year! Thank you!
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. 866-451-3328. 866-451-3328. That's 866-451-3328.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you. Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Is here on the Good Day program with our week in review as far as movies are concerned, movie moments. Film and television is his expertise. We love having him tell us what's going on. We love kind of, we have challenges for him, and he has challenges for us. So, the Batman franchise, television, movies, what's the news here, Chucker?
Well, this brings back a lot of memories. This day in TV history, January 12, 1966, Batman, the TV series starring Adam West and Burt Young, premieres on ABC. I think they used to, don't get me wrong, I didn't watch it in its initial run, but I believe they ran two episodes a week.
A week?
Yeah, and it sort of burned itself out. It only lasted a couple of years, but I think it was terrific. Still holds up. It's a very entertaining, fun. It is fun. Take a guess. Who played the first villain in the premiere episode?
I can see him. Gray hair. He was the Penguin.
It was the Joker. It was Cesar Romero.
Cesar Romero. That's what I wanted.
Yeah. But you know what's interesting when I think, because I started watching Batman, the 66 show, in repeats when I came home from school on WPIX Channel 11 out of Brooklyn, New York. And I also discovered after school, I used to watch Get Smart with Don Adams. Uh-huh. I discovered Don that show. Yeah. I loved that show. And then I also remember watching Match Game. I did that vivid in my memory.
Gene Rayburn.
I love that. I love that show.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah. Well, Alec Baldwin brought it back for a while. I haven't seen it the last couple of years, but there's a lot of those game shows that were around that have been brought back. Elizabeth Banks doing, what the heck's that show? Whatever it is.
She's doing it.
What's her face? Krasinski's doing Name That Tune. That Waste of Time from ABC Good Days doing a $100,000 pyramid. That was a Dick Clark show. There's a lot of them. And they're entertaining. Some woman is doing Password. Nobody ever heard of this woman. They have a couple of, Jimmy Fallon's on it and some other notables. But anyway.
You know, speaking of Alec Baldwin, I watched last week and I was trying to see what I wanted to binge. And me and my wife and daughter watched this show on Peacock called Dr. Death. And actually, season one was really good.
Yeah, that's a very good show. I've watched that. Yeah.
Yeah, and Alec Baldwin and Christian Slater did really good work, I think, on that show. It's two doctors trying to uncover or bring down another doctor, a neurosurgeon, who wound
killing
up
people.
Killing or destroying the lives of like 35 patients.
It's a true story. It's a true story.
Very fascinating stuff. I liked it a lot.
It is. Yep. All right, this week, The Beekeeper is out. Another Jason Stratham production. Looks like pretty much every other movie he does, but yet they're entertaining, and
he's
doing
his thing. It's directed by David Ayer, who did Suicide Squad and Fury. He's a pretty good director. I'm actually looking forward to this movie because I do enjoy the genre. It just gets my adrenaline pumping.
I do, too.
Then you got Mean Girls, which is, I believe, a musical remake of the original Mean Girls that went on Broadway, became a big hit. It's tracking number one at like $30-35 million opening weekend, Mean Girls. Beekeeper's tracking around a $16 million opening weekend. I got another fun one, Doug. This week in TV history, January 12, 1971, All in the Family, the first time a toilet was ever flushed on broadcast television was today in TV history. I know it sums up a lot about the world we live in. No, that would be a big deal back then. Not now. There's a lot. We got a lot more problems now in 2024 than a toilet flushing on network television.
Yeah, that's for sure. Jeremy Renner is another example of big-time movie actors who go to television. He's in this TV show called Mayor of Kingstown. He's back at work on the set for the first time since his snowplow accident last year at this time, and he said he was nervous to be back at work, not knowing whether, he's...
Yeah, I can imagine. To say that was a near-death experience would be an understatement, right?
Yes, right, exactly.
Yeah.
I don't know that much about that show. I watched one episode on a plane trip.
Okay.
It looked kind of dark to me. What do you know about Mayor of Kingstown?
I'm not that familiar with it either. Other than I think this is his third season. And he appears to be a really good guy, so, thank God he survived that.
Exactly. Amy Winehouse, they're going to put her into a movie or the story under the big screen. Have you seen the trailer for this yet?
I've heard about that before. That could be interesting. I don't know how much mainstream appeal will have.
Right. All right, have a good weekend. We'll talk to you Monday
for
Box Office Totals here on the Good Day program. Chuck Curry with Doug Steffen, now 59 past the hour. Happy weekend, everybody.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.